before I ever got involved in politics. I'm still in that business at VegasWinners.com. People pay for my advice at VegasWinners.com. I gave out the Detroit Lions in the upset last night against the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Another big winner. But you know what disgusts me? I'm a bettor, okay? I'm betting on these games. I'm making money. I'm using them as a vehicle to make money. No different than if I may hate Disney, I may hate Target, I may hate all these publicly traded companies, Bed Bath & Beyond, which is now out of business, Bud Light, which is a parent company, Anheuser-Busch. That doesn't mean I wouldn't bet against them on Wall Street, right? And I do that in football. I bet on teams in order to make money. I'm using them as a vehicle to make money. It's got nothing to do with my love or hate, in this case, of the NFL. But I've loved the NFL since I'm a little kid, and now I hate it. And last night, they played the Black National Anthem to start the football game. Now, they didn't show that on TV. That was in the opening ceremonies of the first NFL game of the year. They actually had the nerve to play the Black National Anthem. Can you imagine if I asked to play the White National Anthem? Or in the case of me, I'm Jewish, the Jewish National Anthem. Can you imagine, what if there's an Italian player? Remember, Franco Harris used to be half black, half Italian, and they used to call it Franco's Italian Army. What if he asked to play the Italian National Anthem before games? How about the, there it is. There it is, the Godfather, the Italian National Anthem. What if we wanted to play the, what's the Irish National Anthem, Chris? You got that? It's probably you too. Sunday, Bloody Sunday would be the Irish National Anthem. But can you imagine if I asked to play the White National Anthem before football games? Why not? If you could play the Black National Anthem, I could play the White National Anthem. Matter of fact, it should be automatic. Anytime you play one National Anthem, you have to play the other. If you play the Black one, you got to play the White one. This is so outrageous. But I don't care. I made money on the game. I made money on the NFL. Screw them. Screw them all. All right. I want to tell you about something happening in Nevada before I get to all the national news, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I've always believed what happens here doesn't stay here. It's an example of what's spreading all over the United States, or it's an example of what's happening all over the United States, and you don't know about it. So a good friend of the show is Chuck Muth. Chuck Muth is a conservative activist in Las Vegas, Nevada. And his newsletter came out today, and he talked about all the corruption in the Nevada legislature. And it turns out there are not one, not two, not three, but four legislators, all Democrats, who voted to give organizations hundreds of thousands of dollars of your taxpayer money while they were about to join that organization. And so they get the organization a $250,000 and they announce, hey, I'm the new president. Hey, I'm the new executive director. If this isn't the most incredible scandal and corruption you've ever heard. This must go on with every Democrat all across the United States. So I just want to read you a few highlights. Democrat Assemblywoman Michelle Gorlow, just days after the legislative session ended, the Nevada legislative session ended, cashed in on her vote to give the Arc of Nevada nonprofit $250,000 of taxpayer money. First of all, I don't see why taxpayers are giving money to nonprofits in the first place. What do I give a flying frick about your nonprofit? Your job is to go raise private funds from private citizens. Government should be banned and barred from giving taxpayer money to nonprofits, let alone one that you work for. So she announced on social media just days after giving them $250,000 that she was the new executive director at that nonprofit, the ARC, which was funded by public taxpayer dollars, and she voted to funnel that money to her new employer. So incredible. She needs to be in jail. Donald Trump? What did he do compared to this filth? This filth of Michelle Gorlow? She bragged about it on her Twitter account. I'm excited to announce I've joined the ARC of Nevada as executive director. You know what? You should be behind bars for years to come, decades to come. Donald Trump faces 500 years in prison when these pieces of garbage are the ones putting him there and they're laughing at us? And if that was enough, the scandal got worse. Turns out Democrat Assemblywoman Tracy Brown May is one of the quid pro quo's new bosses. She's on the board of directors of this nonprofit called The Ark, and she also voted to give her organization $250,000 without disclosing her obvious and undeniable conflict of interest. Should also be in prison for the rest of her life. It's just incredible. Now, Democrat Assemblyman C.H. Miller voted to give his own nonprofit $100,000 during this legislative session. Did he disclose he's the president of the nonprofit? It's his nonprofit? And then the Nevada Globe reported yesterday, Assemblywoman Venetia Considine voted to give over $4 million. Now we're talking real money. $4 million to the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada, where she works as the Director of Development and Community Relations. Do you know what the Director of Development in the nonprofit world means? Fundraising. And she got $4 million of taxpayer money for her organization. That's why she has her job. You know, these assemblymen and assemblywomen in Nevada, they are paid almost nothing. They make like $35,000 a year. She probably gets $250,000of salary for bringing in $4 million to the nonprofit. As a matter of fact, I'm probably aiming low. She probably gets a $250,000 salary plus a commission of 10% of the $4 million. So she got $400,000 plus $250,000. She probably got $650,000. These people all belong in jail. Every single one of them. A, if you didn't disclose it, you should go to jail. And B, if you did disclose it, you still should go to jail. Because you're a freaking criminal. Unbelievable what's happened to our country. Our country's been lost because all the politicians are criminals. Everyone on the left is a criminal. They all belong in prison. They're all traitors to America, and they're all thieves. Just like Joe and Hunter Biden, they're all thieves who've ripped our country off and stolen the taxpayers' money. But then on the right, they're pretty bad too. Because on the right, how come no one dug this up? How come it took Chuck Muth and the Nevada Globe to dig it up? How come none of the Republican legislators saw this, noticed it, and commented on the floor about this? Probably because their fingers are in the same pie. What a joke. All right. Another story that is just frightening. Left-wing organizations, a group of 22 left-wing organizations, announced yesterday the formation of a coalition to spend over $500 million in a campaign to influence local media outlets because they don't think they're left-wing enough. They don't think they're biased enough. The media that's 100% on the side of Democrats, they want to spend $500 million to make sure you're even more on the side of Democrats. Pointing to recent declines in local media, such as the shuttering of roughly 2,500 newspapers since 2005. I never thought I'd say this, but good. Good riddance. I hope all of you are going in hell. Newspapers are all liberal pieces of crap that should only be used to line the bottom of a birdcage where they can take a crap on the newspapers, okay? And for my dog Bubba to take a crap. That's what newspapers are for. Because you're all communists. And that's why you're all out of business. 2,500 out of business. Now they're going to put $500 million into grants to support local media outlets, provide them with resources, and assist in developing, get this, collaborative efforts such as legal support groups and membership programs. The leading group in the coalition is the MacArthur Foundation, which has promised at least $150 million of the $500 million. MacArthur has contributed to other far-left organizations such as Planned Parenthood, the Environmental Defense Fund, and the Tides Foundation. Another member of the coalition is the Knight Foundation, pledging another $150 million, which has given millions to nine different universities and nonprofit groups in order to combat, get this, disinformation in communities of color. In other words, if you say something bad about black people, you're a liar and it's misinformation. If you tell a lie on behalf of black people, that's good. That's wonderful. Just lie, lie, lie. The remaining $200 million will be contributed by the other 20 groups, among which is the Democracy Fund, run by progressive billionaire Pierre Omidyar. I believe he founded eBay, if I'm not mistaken, who once gave $130,000 to the Center for Internet Security to establish a portal for targeting conservative social media posts as misinformation in the 2020 presidential campaign. Another group is the Ford Foundation, which donated $15 million in 2021 to launch the Black Feminist Fund. Folks, this is, without any question, now a fact. The media isn't liberal enough for these people, and their goal is to not let it be biased liberal, to make it a one-party communist nation and destroy everyone on the right. That's their goal. Wow. And they've tried to do it to MyPillow, Mike Lindell. He is the sponsor of this show, MyPillow and Mike Lindell. 20th anniversary, they've sold over 80 million pillows. They're offering the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. And you just go to MyPillow.com. You put in the promo code ROOT, my last name, R-O-O-T. You get the best sale price and the biggest discount ever at MyPillow.com.
You're watching Lindell TV.
When I invented MyPillow, my passion was to help each and every one of you. And 20 years later, all of your support is what keeps us going. Because of you, we've been able to create thousands of USA jobs and help millions get the best sleep ever. To thank you, my employees and I are bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with my patented adjustable fill, the most amazing cotton, and a 2-inch pipe gusset. It has 4 custom loft levels, machine washable and dryable, and you get my 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, get a queen size MyPillow for only $19.98.
From all of us here at MyPillow,
thanks, America!
Employees and I are excited to announce it's our 20th anniversary, and to celebrate, we're bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with the most amazing cotton, 2-inch pipe gusset, comes in 4 custom loft levels, and it's machine washable and dryable.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. That's why we've been around for 20 years, because MyPillow works.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, only $19.98.
With my 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back! The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow, to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
You look good.
I knew you would.
All right, welcome back to the show. Way down the root. The root's on fire. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health changed my life. It's not a traditional weight loss program. Those don't work. We all know that. It is a life-changing, complete health program with fat loss as an amazing side effect. You notice I didn't say weight loss. It's got nothing to do with weight loss. If you lose weight, great. But it's all about fat loss, and it's about health. This is the last program you will ever be on. John and Chelsea Jubilee guarantee it with their money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Nothing. I didn't know I had an ounce of fat to lose, yet I lost 25 pounds of fat, including dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle and intercellular hydration in only 88 days. That was almost 3 years ago. Look and feel the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and it's easy. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Discover how intercellular hydration can help reduce medications, reverse ailments, and shed fat fast without restrictive diets or painful exercise. Right now, you get 40% off by mentioning WAR, just my initials, Wayne Allen Root. 40% off. Just say WAR. Go to energizedhealth.com or call them at 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So I want to quickly mention, this is kind of the most unimportant news on the show. Then I'll get to really important news. Spotify's $1 billion podcast bet on big starring names is a gigantic failure. They bet on Harry and Meghan, as in the, you know, the ex-prince or the Prince of England, and Kim Kardashian and the Obamas, Michelle and Barack. And it's a loser as the company hemorrhages $600 million in 6 months. All of their podcast deals have tanked. That's what happens when you bet on politically correct woke liberals. You tank every time. It's unbelievable. Now let's mention really important and serious news. This is called science fraud. Pfizer's COVID jab placebo control group did not get a placebo with saline in it. They were given the Moderna vaccine instead. This is new research published at preprints.org reveals so-called placebo ejections by Pfizer in the vaccine trials were not placebos. So let me explain what they say happened. I'm just explaining what they claim happened. They claim that you got control group A and B. A is supposed to get the Pfizer vaccine. B gets saline, meaning water, salted water, right? And so B gets nothing. And then you watch the two groups. And if a lot of people die getting the vaccine in A and no one dies in B, then you know it's good. And if a lot of people die in A and a lot of people die in B, then you also might use twist the words around and say it's good. That's what they claim Pfizer did. Instead of putting saline in group B of the control group in the vaccine trials, they didn't put saline in. They put actual other vaccine from Moderna in. So if 50 people died in the trial from Pfizer and 50 people died in the trial from Moderna, if it had been saline, it would have been 50-0. No one would have died. And you'd go, wow, the vaccine's deadly. But they substituted Moderna, which was just as deadly as Pfizer, theoretically. So if 50 people died here and 50 people died there, they claim that just as many died with the placebo, therefore the vaccine must be safe. It is such a scam. It is such a fraud. Now again, this is an opinion show. It's my opinion, and this is coming from another group that I'm quoting. I wasn't there to see this. I didn't witness it, but this is what preprints.org has revealed. If this is true, Pfizer should be sued for $1 trillion, and all the money they made on the vaccine should be taken back. It is the fraud of all time. All right, one more story that I got to tell you. I honestly thought it was Babylon B. I thought it was a joke. Because Joe Biden, the man who's opened the border and let every pedophile and every murderer and every MS-13 and every piece of human garbage in, and every drug dealer and every drug trafficker and every bit of fentanyl and heroin and cocaine into our country and destroyed our country because we no longer have borders, finally reconsiders and believes in a border. You're not going to believe this. You're just not going to believe it. It's not the Babylon Bee. Joe Biden's staff says he's considering an executive order to require illegal aliens to remain in, you think I'm going to say Mexico? No, Texas. Illegal aliens that come to Texas have to remain in Texas. They can't leave. Texas can't ship them to deep blue cities like New York and Chicago and LA because those cities are complaining that illegals are destroying their cities and crapping and peeing all over their cities and using drugs all over their cities and mugging and robbing and murdering all over their cities and killing people in drunk driving accidents all over their cities and financially destroying their cities. So he's going to demand they stay in the red state of Texas to destroy Texas. Wow.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow. To bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
It's okay.
But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that's it.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
So,
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Capital punishment shows the world the true story of January 6, 2021. The event was years in the making, and the threat to the survival of America as we know it has never been greater. Not only is this film a must-see, but it's already one of the most censored films of all time. Just visit hisglory.tv today to get your copy. Capital Punishment, everything they told you was a lie.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Commit an atrocity like 9/11, and why would we assume that this one group must have gotten caught? Why would we assume that there aren't hundreds each day coming into the country who are terrorists with our open border?
Oh, we absolutely know that there is over 1,000 who have been flagged, who come across the border, who have some sort of connection to either terrorism or who are suspected of that. And again, that is, those are the people who actually walk up to you and they get caught. They're dumb enough to do that. Anybody who is smart, sophisticated enough, anybody who's professional enough to just come across the border and not get caught, and it's not that hard under Biden, those people can actually come in and do whatever the hell they want. A while back, we had a little viral video where a conservative journalist dressed as Osama bin Laden was able to get across the border. We Al-Qaeda people are absolutely getting across the border. And for that matter, we brought in over 100,000 Afghans, vetted not by us, as Biden says, but by the Taliban. We've already had the worst massacre of Muslims by another Muslim, by one of these Afghan refugees. There are so many ticking time bombs here that we don't even have the words for them. And the Biden administration is thriving on this. The worse things get, the more they'll have the ability to crack down on the rest of us, because they're not going to crack down on Islamic terrorists. We've seen this already after September 11th. They're going to use whatever regulations they have to crack down on terrorists. They're going to use them to go after us.
Right. And last I saw, they were trying to give great plea bargain deals to the terrorists who literally were the leaders of 9/11. Of 3,000 Americans died, and they were the ringleaders who planned it all and carried it out and coordinated it, and the Biden administration is trying to give them plea bargain deals. Why would we plea bargain with murdering terrorists?
Biden followed up on Obama's work by releasing just about every single terrorist out of Gitmo. They freed them. They sent them to Saudi Arabia, to Pakistan, to any place that would have them. Some of them actually went right back to terrorism. There are a handful of terrorists that they could not legally free. One of those is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of September 11th, and plenty of other terrorist attacks. Last month, 9/11 families got this form letter from the Department of Justice saying, we're going to try to reach a plea deal with these people, and there are now negotiations back and forth over what this plea deal is going to look like. And we know the eventual outcome. They're going to be allowed to serve out their prison sentence within the mainland of the United States. They're going to have all the possible privileges, And at some point, you know, we're going to send them to the Saudi terrorist rehab or some other rehab center, and they're going to enjoy their retirement being feted and applauded by every other terrorist that's come around.
They must just think we're the dumbest nation in the world, filled with naive fools. And in reality, I don't even think that's true. I think, you know, Biden is not the real president. I mean, he's a brain-dead zombie. I think that Obama is the man calling all the shots, and Obama has a, I don't know what the right word is, predilection, I don't know, a love affair with Islam, and he's very soft on Islamic terrorism and Islamic terrorists, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And everything that's happening in this country, by the way, they know exactly what they're doing. Democrats want to destroy the America that you and I love, Daniel. I think that's pretty clear.
They absolutely do. Right now, people who are patriots are being called traitors. The real traitors are the ones who are actually in power. They've dismantled every single protection we had against terrorism, and they redirected those protections. They redirected them against anybody who speaks out against them. This is what we're facing here. And we have actually continued to experience Islamic terrorist attacks and terrorist plots. There's not barely a month that goes by without something happening. You just don't read about it in the news. You don't hear about it. And if you do hear about it, it's like for a day or two, and it quickly disappears. If there's a mass shooting, then it's on 24 hours, 7 days a week for a whole month. If there's an Islamic terrorist attack, it vanishes right away.
I read today, you know, I've got a show that comes out tomorrow. It's my weekend show on Real America's Voice TV Network, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root. It airs tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And, you know, one of my biggest stories, if not the biggest story, was what I thought was a Babylon Bee headline. I couldn't imagine it was real, yet it is real. The Biden administration right now is considering, and you know that means they're going to do it, an executive order that will make sure that the state of Texas, every illegal has to remain in Texas. Not remain in Mexico, remain in Texas. They can't be shipped to blue cities and blue states that are going bankrupt because illegals will destroy your whole system and commit massive crimes and sex crimes and every other murder and drunk driving and all the other problems that come with it. And they just overwhelm you with debt, try to give them welfare and health care and everything else they give them. So the blue states and the blue cities don't want them anymore. So it's going to be a remain in red state or remain in Texas policy. I thought it was a Babylon Bee joke. It couldn't be real. It is real.
Absolutely. New York City, Chicago, D.C., all these cities have been screaming, we don't want to be sanctuary states anymore. The mayor of Philly, who danced the whole jig when he announced that the city was going to become a sanctuary city, Jim Kenney, he doesn't want to be a sanctuary city anymore. So what is the Biden administration doing? It's not actually stopping the flow of illegal aliens. What it's doing is it's going to order them to remain in Texas and track them to see if they leave Texas, because the whole point of this is to change America's demographics. It's to turn red states blue, and Texas was their number one target. That is why they're doing this. They're claiming it so the illegal aliens would be nearby so they can deport them. Texas is 250,000 square miles. You know, if they actually said you have to remain within 5 miles of the border, it would make some kind of sense. There's absolutely no reason not to say have them remain near the border in California, have them remain near the border in Texas. No, it's specifically to poison Texas. And it's also payback because Texas has been busing them to other places like New York City. And now they're going to say, no, we're going to make sure they stay in Texas because this is our plan. It is part of our plan to destroy you.
Just incredible. My question to you is, Daniel, as we head out for the segment, we're going to a news break and everything else, advertising break. So my question is, what's the answer? I mean, to me, we're destroyed here. Everything's against us. The government is weaponized. They've got the law enforcement. They got the DOJ. They got the FBI. They got the courts. And they got the media. And it seems like we're fighting a losing battle and America's finished. Is there any hope? Tell me the hope.
Total weaponization. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the left is doing to us. They've totally weaponized every part of the government. Republicans don't think this way. They need to think this way. There are some who are state governors who started waking up, look, that what are the things that we can do to hurt the left, to hurt them economically, take out their corporations, change the regulations so that they actually lose districts, hurt them in any possible way, total full spectrum dominance. This is really the only answer short of a civil war, frankly. And Republicans need to wake up and do total weaponization because it's being done to us.
I agree. I've written columns about it. I agree totally. Daniel Greenfield, reporter at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, investigative journalist at Front Page Magazine. You can find him at frontpagemag.com. And we thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Daniel. God bless.
Thank you.
When I invented MyPillow, my passion was to help each and every one of you. And 20 years later, all of your support is what keeps us going. Because of you, we've been able to create thousands of USA jobs and help millions get the best sleep ever. To thank you, my employees and I are bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with my patented adjustable fill, the most amazing cotton, and a 2-inch pipe gusset. It has 4 custom loft levels, machine washable and dryable, and you get my 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, get a queen size MyPillow for only $19.98.
From all of us here at MyPillow,
thanks, America!
Employees and I are excited to announce it's our 20th anniversary, and to celebrate, we're bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with the most amazing cotton, 2-inch pipe gusset, comes in 4 custom loft levels, and it's machine washable and dryable.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. That's why we've been around for 20 years, because MyPillow works.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, only $19.98.
With my 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back! The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow, to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.
of you watch this show on a regular basis know how I feel about the COVID vaccine. It's a disaster. It's a tragedy. Worst mistake in the history of healthcare. It's probably not a mistake. It seems like it's a purposeful bioweapon to destroy us and kill as many of us as possible. The cover-up makes that clear. The cover-up is incredible. All they have to do is say, you know what? We made horrible mistakes, and we're suspending the vaccine program. No, they're doubling down. They're tripling down. They're quadrupling down. But here is a cardiologist, a famed cardiologist, Dr. Anish Koka, has expressed his regret at regurgitating the party line. Doesn't that sound like communism? Regurgitating the party line on mRNA vaccines being safe and effective for young people, vowing he would never behave the same way ever again. Koka, a cardiologist with degrees from Penn State and Temple University, trained at Jefferson Health, said he certainly saw an increase in heart conditions at his Philadelphia clinic after mRNA vaccines were rolled out in mass, like many of us in the cardiology community did. It's undeniable, he stressed. Koka was especially regretful about his personal role in propagandizing for the vaccine. My running around saying it's safe and effective and giving it to 17-year-olds, given that most of the patients that were in the vaccine studies weren't 17 years old, I wasn't technically correct. I wasn't correct at all in saying it was safe and effective because there weren't enough people in that group to say that, emphasizing he would not give it to low-risk people ever again. That was a mistake on my part. He is particularly concerned by a Thai study that found an alarming number of cardiac injuries among minor teens given the Pfizer vaccine, particularly as the Moderna vaccine has been shown to have myocarditis rates 3 to 4 times higher than Pfizer. I didn't even know that. This study tells you if you roll this vaccine out to millions and millions of 18 to 18-year-olds, you're going to have a significant number of clinical myocarditis cases. This is a very cardioactive vaccine. You know, I'm a son of a butcher. I guess I'm just a plain talker. You know, I'd love to take every word this guy just said and put it in real language. Basically, what he said is, I'm a liar. I listen to liars at the CDC and the FDA and at Pfizer and Big Pharma and the Biden administration. They lied. They committed fraud. They put out propaganda. I regurgitated it like a sheeple. I'm terrible. I'm guilty of murder. I'm guilty of hurting people. I would never do it again. I apologize profusely. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. I'm a killer. I'm guilty of mass crimes against humanity. And when you say this is a very cardioactive vaccine, you're saying, you know what? This vaccine sucks. This vaccine is a killer, and it kills and injures and cripples so many people. And then he should say, put his hands up and say, just take me away to prison. But he doesn't quite say that, does he? Not quite. Wow. This is just the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. Just incredible. You know, just in the last day, a comedian, a very favorite Vegas comic named Geechee Guy, died at the age of 59 years old. They found him unresponsive in his bed when he didn't show up to work for 2 days in a row. His mother kept calling, and can you imagine, he's 59 years old, and his mommy kept calling, and nobody else knew, and his mommy said, we need a call by the police to his house. You know, welfare call, welfare check. And he was dead in his bed. Now, am I his doctor? No. Do I know his condition? No. Did he do drugs? Maybe. Is he an alcoholic? Maybe. He's a comedian. Typical unhealthy lifestyle. But did the vaccine have something to do with his death? Well, we don't know. But I'd love to ask, was he vaccinated? That's the question I keep pounding home. That's the question I keep begging everyone to ask. Every person that dies, you've got to find out, were they vaccinated? Every person that's sick and is still alive, you got to ask them, were you vaccinated? And you're going to see a pattern, like Love Canal in Buffalo in the 1970s. Everybody came up with cancer. There was a pattern. It turned out a corporation had dumped toxic waste. That waste got in the groundwater. All those kids drank the groundwater. They came up with brain tumors, brain cancer, and they died. Folks, it's the same thing. This is the Love Canal of the 2023, except it's the entire United States and the entire world, and all these poor, innocent children are going to die. And a lot of them won't die. They'll just be crippled the rest of their life, lying in bed, unable to move because their heart is so weak. And nobody cares, and no one's doing a thing about it. And if you just bother to ask every kid that's got myocarditis, you'd find every one of them was vaccinated, 99.9%. And then you'd know, and you'd see the pattern, and that's why they don't want to ask. Megyn Kelly, the famous gorgeous blonde who used to be Fox News host and anchor woman, and now she's got her own podcast. She regrets getting the COVID vaccine after receiving a VAIDS diagnosis, autoimmune issue. Again, let me say it a little less nice. Autoimmune issue, that means she could die. That means she's going to have a terrible immune system the rest of her life. That means she could get turbo cancer. It comes roaring and destroys you because you have no immune system to fight cancer anymore. Pennsylvania high school quarterback needs a miracle after collapsing mid-game. Why would a high school kid collapse in the middle of a game? And the answer to me is obvious. He probably took the vaccine. You just need to ask. Someone needs to ask. All right, as we go out of this show, Lindell, we're back on the radio with USA Audio. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Score Blue. It's the new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra. Better than the original Viagra, the cost is insanely low. Just $5 per pill rather than the $80 or $90 per pill they charge for the original Viagra. Exclusively available from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only scoreblue.com. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, put in the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaru to check out, get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com, promo code WAR, scoreblue.com. Even conservatives love to score. We'll be right back on the radio. We're done for the week on Lindell TV. We'll see you on Monday. God bless. RootForAmerica.com.